Sir Ivor very special to Hall of Fame inductee Alice Chandler. And Heedley Bell, her son, is with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Heedley, first of all, good morning, my friend.
And a good morning to you, Mike.
Sir Ivor, how's that for a little trip down memory lane?
Well, you always make these great introductions. I don't know how you managed to pull them out, but they are always great memories. And what we can't forget about Sir Ivor is the great Lester Piggott, who was his jockey and pilot. And truly, he himself is just something very, very special.
Now, there's no doubt about it. And the reason I bring up Sir Ivor is because your mother, Alice, became the first American woman to breed an Epsom Derby winner, and that was Sir Ivor, and that was just 5 years after founding Millridge. Special horse, and he meant an awful lot to you and to your family.
He was the foundation, Mike, really. Her father died in 1962, Hal Price Heedling. He left her 286 acres of land that was part of Beaumont, his farm, and he left her four mares, one of which was the mare Attica. And so 3 years later, Attica produced this Sir Gaylord colt, sold at Keeneland Auction for $42,000 and bought by Raymond Guest, and went over and was trained by the great Vincent O'Brien, and really started, he was a champion at two and then won the Epsom Derby, as you just so noted. And it really started the awareness of the American-bred horse for the Europeans, that they could come over and compete against them. And the astute John Magner and his team then started to buy the American-bred horse and won, I believe, five of the next seven derbies with American-bred horses.
Tell me about getting the news that your mom would be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Well, it was so neat, Mike. Particularly, my wife and I had just hung up talking to our dearest friend, godfather of Price, who had just been released a week before from the hospital after being in intensive care with coronavirus. And that was soaking in, and I looked down on my phone, and probably not supposed to say this, but Barry Schwartz was phoning. And he's a dear friend. He said, "Heedley, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but your mom has just been inducted into the Hall of Fame." And this was 3 weeks before the public announcement. And so to go from one soak to another soak, it was really quite something that I hope I remember the rest of my life.
How about your mom? What was her reaction when she found out?
So mom's 94. And she's been dealing with dementia for some time, but it's really something. So underlying all of this, Mike, is that the fact that she is still here, that we could share this with her. So I phoned John Chandler, her partner of 48 years and such a big part of the Millridge life, of her life, of our life, and shared with him about it. And he said, "Well, look here. Here comes your mom down the hallway." And I said, "Well, Doc, have you ever, FaceTime?" He said, "Well, yeah. Hold on. You know, Doc. He had to take all the earbuds out, and it got all kind of complicated. But here she came on the screen, and I said, "Mom, I've just heard that you have been inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's an extraordinary honor. Your father is in the Hall of Fame. He's your greatest inspiration, and you're our greatest inspiration, and you've been inducted into the Hall of Fame." And so the fact that she was here, that she's alive, that we could share that with her, that Doc could then continue to share it with her, is really quite something. I mean, she's 94. I mean, think about that. So she's outlived her years and such, but she's still here, and it's very meaningful to our family.
Heedley, her resume will speak for itself, and obviously it's a Hall of Fame resume, but when you think about your mom's legacy and what she personally has meant to the thoroughbred industry, How do you put that into words?
Well, truly what I think about, Mike, and it's always the case, but it's all those that helped you get there. And that's really so very important. And that would start with John Chandler, her partner of 48 years, and who had the great connection with all the Europeans and such like that. So when Sir Ivor wins the Derby, then, you know, the Maktoums and all these people, Prince Khalid, all these people became our relations, and that was important. My brother Reynolds, who was instrumental in diocese standing at Mill Ridge and gone west and paving the way for the early stage and phase of Mill Ridge. Our Bill Thomason, who was with us for 28 years, Duncan McDonald, who was our manager for 38 years, all of our employees who really celebrate Mom each and every day, and certainly our clients. I mean, it's just quite amazing, and they're still with us. You know, Tolly Otto, Jerry Moss, the Ammermans, Rich Santulli, on and on, who've been a fabric of the Mill Ridge life. And without the clients and without these people, we all know that you never quite achieve. So for us, it's all a celebration of all those who are part of the Mill Ridge family. And that's truly what she would say, is it's not about me. It's about all those around. And I must say, underlying all of this is that Beaumont land, you know, the land where the horse is raised. And the example from her father, who really is her inspiration and the example for her. And so that's what I would say about it.
Visiting with Heedley Bell here on Horse Racing Radio Network, his mother, Alice Chandler, going to be inducted into the Horse Racing Hall of Fame later this summer, scheduled for August, assuming that everything can get back on track with the COVID-19 situation. We will gather, at least in part anyway, at the Humphrey S. Finney Sales Pavilion in Saratoga, and it should be a very special day. No doubt it will be for everybody who has been part of that Mill Ridge family for many, many years. Heedley, if I were to ask your mom, and I don't necessarily feel great about asking you to speak for her necessarily, but if I were to ask her to look back on some of her more memorable moments that she has had in this sport, what are some of those highlights going to be?
You know, Mike, I think she would just – certainly Sir Ivor was huge. And Gone West was huge, and Diocese. But then when you think from 2000 to, you know, our slogan of breeding and raising racehorses, of the 34 Grade 1 winners, and, you know, Point Given was in 2001, and I believe, or 2003, and Spain was right there in 2000, and, you know, the Thoroughbred corporate relationship and things like that. But underlying, her greatest memory would just be the, you know, as we know, she's a woman in a man's world, and she never really thought like that. She wasn't trying to be the icebreaker or anything like that. She was just trying to be really demonstrate her leadership as her father had done, and the love of the horse. And so I think her greatest memory was just to be able to share that land and to share these tremendous horses that have come off this land with all the people that made it what it is. That truly, it wouldn't be one particular thing other than Sir Ivor. Sir Ivor certainly, you know, that's the cornerstone. But just to be able to share it with so many people. She had a passion for the industry, has a passion for the industry, was a leader in every capacity. I mean, the people that she's touched, Stuart Brown, you name it, it's on and on and on of people whom are, you know, key integral part of this industry. And she was just a great example. So her greatest memory would just be the Beaumont experience, the Mill Ridge experience, and the land and the horse.
Heedley, when I announced yesterday that we would be discussing your mom and her legacy on the program, I received a really nice email from a listener who had gone back, and this is more involving your grandfather, but he had gone back and listened to a University of Kentucky recording that was made in 2007 with Henry White, where he described your grandfather and his legendary negotiation skills. He also talked about the fact that he would carry walnuts with him as he walked the grounds of what was Beaumont Farm, now Millridge, and planted them with his walking stick. He was an interesting and a very fascinating man.
Well, he was, really, Mike. I mean, he was. Keeneland is his legacy and such, and the horses he raised as well, starting with the foundation mare, Alcibiades, whom the race is named after, who's a probably great-granddaughter of Attica, who's the sire of Sir Ivor. And so he was truly an inspiration. I mean, he was a leader. He was infective in his he was all-inclusive, so he was infective with his personality and how he led. And he was truly, he's in all of our, you know, anybody close to our family, he is in our family, and he's certainly Mom's inspiration. She's our inspiration, as I mentioned. And so just, everything. So when we're on this land of Beaumont, I mean, we feel him, we feel her every day. And again, our employees to this day feel this. We all celebrate her, and we all celebrate him. And it's, we don't take this for granted. We try to share it back. As you know, Mike Price and I, with Horse Country and things like that, you know, they're the example of us of trying to share this incredible sport that we really have. If you cut away all these layers of stuff and get back to the basics of the land and the horse and the people, and just let it breathe. That's what we try to do. And this time that we've been dealing with this COVID experience, you know about our virtual tours and sharing three times a week, just walking the land, sharing the foals, telling stories. That's the result of our four parents. And so we're privileged to do that. We don't, we really try to do it openly. And it's truly a gift.
Well, Heedley, the other element or the other aspect of that email from our listener, that this was something I didn't even know, that your grandfather insisted on concrete fence posts as evidence of his passion of performance and his eye on the future. Maybe a bit of foreshadowing as to what we would eventually see with your mom and with Millridge.
Well, Mike, he was a very practical person, and he did not like to do anything more than once. And he counted his pennies, and he was going to do it, and he was going to do it right the first time. And you see that in Keeneland. You know, if you go back and you look at that prospectus about Keeneland and the inclusivity of the people that were all part of Keeneland. Keeneland is the people's track. Keeneland is the horseman's track. Keeneland is the community's track. And that's the way he went about it, and he meant for it to be built to last a long time. And I think that's what you see. What you see in Keeneland, you know, as the example for our industry, as the Augusta for our industry.
Well, Heedley, I appreciate the visit here this morning. So much fun to discuss your mom, who will, again, be inducted into the Hall of Fame August 7th in Saratoga. That's where, at least tentatively right now, scheduled for that ceremony on August 7th. I know it will be emotional for you and for the entire family. And again, congratulations. And I'll tell you what, we have a segment on the program every week, which is presented by our friend Stuart Morris, that is called the Industry Star of the Week. And I can think of nobody more fitting than your mom to honor as the Industry Star of the Week on this Saturday morning. So let's do that. And again, keep up the wonderful work, and congratulations to her and to the entire family.
Well, you know, it's always nice to talk with you, Mike, and your team, and again, what y'all contribute to the industry as well, your fabric of, and our dear friend Sean Clancy and things like that. And it's just pretty cool that we have a chance to do it all together. So thank you so very much.
Thanks, Heedley. Appreciate the visit.